Welcome to the Razor's Ink podcast with your host, Jonathan Farini. Long before the written word, there were respected figures in a given community known as a sage, someone who would tell stories, real and unreal, and those stories would then be passed on verbally, which is why it's one thing to be a writer. Just about anyone can write. It takes a special type of writer, though, to be a true storyteller or sage. So pour yourself a drink, pull up a chair, and hear Jonathan's take on movies, television, and today, writers and storytellers you may not think of as such, but whose works are undeniably profound. Here's your host, Jonathan Farini.
There are many examples of war in literature, including All Quiet on the Western Front, Slaughterhouse-Five, Catch-22, A Farewell to Arms, The Red Badge of Courage, Johnny Got His Gun, to name a few. They were written as novels and adapted into screenplays. I'm going to point out two examples of literature concerning war, which were not written as books and not adopted into screenplays. Yet, they speak very cogently about war and its many obvious and forgotten casualties. As we work our way through the analysis, I will reveal the works and details about these two extraordinary works of literature. First, Make His Fight on the Hill in the Early Day, Constant Chill Deep Inside, Shouting Gun on the Run Through the Endless Gray. Oh, they fight for the right, yes, but who's to say? For a hill men would kill, why? They do not know. Stiffened wounds test their pride, men of five still alive through the raging glow, gone insane from the pain that they surely know. Take a look to the sky just before you die. It's the last time you will. Black and roar, massive roar fills the crumbling sky. Shattered goal fills his soul with a ruthless cry. Strangers now are his eyes to this mystery. Hears the silence so loud, crack of dawn, all is gone except the will to be. Now they see what will be, blinded eyes to see. I just read excerpts from the 1984 song For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica. Songwriters Clifford Lee Burton, James Allen Hetfield, and Lars Ulrich. The lyrics reportedly concern five soldiers killed in an airstrike during the Spanish Civil War within Hemingway's novel, For Whom the Bell Tolls. I'm not a heavy metal fan and never bought a Metallica album, but I know great writing when I see it. In short, I could weave these lyrics into Hemingway's novel, and I contend you'd never be the wiser. The lyricists were channeling Hemingway and intimate with the voice, cadence, and structure of the great novel. Well done. To embellish a novel by Ernest Hemingway with your prose is a gutsy move, which I admire. And to do it with lyrics, it's extraordinary. If I didn't know better, I'd presume Hemingway wrote these lyrics. I'd like to think using the title of Hemingway's book for their song inspired many a listener to read the book by Hemingway. Pick any novel, any, and use it as an inspiration for lyrics, without plagiarizing it, but writing so as to seamlessly include your lyrics within the original story. You're sweetening the book, and that's the challenge which, in my opinion, was pulled off masterfully by the songwriters. The raging guitar riff running throughout the song, suggesting the heat of battle, brigades charging, blood pulsating through veins, and the omnipresent toll of the bell is haunting and serves as a reminder of the horrors of war. Metallica is still touring. Check their website. Second.
He blesses the boys as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets, they shine. He's there to help them all that he can. To make them feel wanted, he's a good holy man.
Smiles at the young soldiers, tells them it's all right. He knows of their fear in the forthcoming fight. Soon there'll be blood and many will die. Mothers and fathers back home, they will cry.
It's all right. He knows of their fear in the forthcoming fight. Soon there'll be blood and many will die. Mothers and fathers back home, they will cry. Sky pilot, sky pilot.
The order is given, they move down the line, but he's still behind and he'll meditate. But it won't stop the bleeding or ease the hate. As the young men move out into the battle zone, he feels good. With God, you're never alone.
But he's still behind and he'll meditate. But it won't stop the bleeding or ease the hate. As the young men move out into the battle zone, feels good. With God, you're never alone.
He feels so tired and he lays on his bed. Hopes the men will find courage in the words that he said. You're soldiers of God, you must understand. The fate of your country is in your young hands. May God give you strength. Do your job real well. If it all was worth it, only time it will tell. In the morning they return with tears in their eyes. The stench of death drifts up to the skies. A soldier so ill remembers the words, "Thou shalt not kill."
May God give you strength. Do your job real well. If it all was worth it, only time it will tell. In the morning they return with tears in their eyes. The stench of death drifts up to the skies. A young soldier so ill looks at the sky pilot, remembers the words, "Thou shalt not kill."
1968, Sky Pilot, a song by Eric Burdon and the Animals, songwriters Barry Jenkins, Danny McCulloch, Eric Burdon, Johnny Weider, Vic Briggs. Inspiration for the lyrics reportedly was military chaplains and their role in supporting war, which sounds incongruous but is reality. Think of the internal struggles for these chaplains. Is Sky Pilot a reference to God? The strings, wind instruments, and bagpipes which were used to encourage British troops to march on and face the enemy with courage, are integral components of this prose. Bugles were the choice of instrument by the American cavalry. Turn down the volume on your headsets or speakers before the thunderous explosion rips through you like an unsuspecting soldier. I swear, it's like being inside an airstrike. A note to Eric Burdon. I know you rode the tidal wave of the British invasion in the 60s, but I want you to know that this LA kid listening to AM radio knew your sound was unique. And I couldn't figure out how some British kid could so convincingly sing R&B, soul, funk, and the blues. As far as I'm concerned, you rode the wave of the British invasion by carving out a niche, distinguishing yourself from the pack. And I am including two of the greatest British bands. The city of San Francisco owes a debt of gratitude to you. My tip to the city and county of San Francisco is to include Eric's San Franciscan Knights within tourist promotions, before ball games, and when wooing business. It will all come together again soon. Beautiful city by the bay. Check this out.
Strobe lights beam, creates dreams. Walls move, minds do too. On a warm San Franciscan night, old child, young child, feel alright. On a warm San Franciscan night.
Eric is still touring. Check his website. Third, hey, Jonathan, you mentioned two works of literature. Yeah, but I'm worn out by war and want to elevate our emotions and end on a positive note. Here goes. It's a still life watercolor of a now late afternoon as the sun shines through the curtain lace and shadows wash the room.
Like a poem poorly written, we are verses out of rhythm, couplets out of rhyme, in syncopated time, and the dangling conversation, and the superficial signs, are the words of our lives.
And how the room has softly faded, and I only kiss your shadow. I cannot feel your hand. You're a stranger now unto me. Lost in the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs in the borders of our lives.
And I only kiss your shadow. I cannot feel your hand. You're a stranger now unto me. Lost in the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs in the borders of our lives.
Songwriter Paul Simon, 1966, The Dangling Conversation. This poetic, tender song could be about a couple growing apart, which is foreboding since in 1970, Paul and Artie ended their partnership after a historic run. One reason mentioned for the split was Artie's growing film career, including a role in a war film previously mentioned, Catch 22. I highly recommend, however, you don a pair of headphones, close your eyes, and just listen to lyrics of your favorite artist at that special time of day, as the sun shines through the curtain lace and shadows wash the room. So, what's it all about? Movie reference to the 1966 soundtrack, Alfie, starring Michael Caine. Future podcast material. Please see it. It will, however, leave you feeling black and blue. Great literature can come from anywhere and oftentimes from unlikely sources, including songwriters like Metallica and the animals writing about war. Literature is everywhere. It's printed on paper or scribbled on a subway wall in crayon. Listen to Simon and Garfunkel's A Poem on the Underground Wall.
The train is gone suddenly, on wheels clicking silently, like a gently tapping litany. And he holds his crayon rosary tighter in his hand. Now from his pocket quick he flashes the crayon on the wall. He slashes deep upon the advertising, a single word it only comprises of four letters.
Great literature may show up as the ray of sunlight peeking through the canopy of the Yosemite sequoias at that split second in time to make an impression upon you, or that breeze gently swaying the acres of dandelions, stretching as far as the eye can see like an invisible wave, or the brush of a hand from a supreme being. Nature has been inspiring literature and art since the dawn of time. It just requires your help in putting it on paper or canvas. Unfortunately, so has war, which will continue to inspire literature and art. Let's hope future literature and art about war will be about its irrelevance. Thank you for indulging me and taking us on a literary journey, commencing inside the hell of war, followed by an escape into the drawing room, including delicate poetry worthy of Elizabeth Barrett Browning, and ending with visions of nature through the eyes of a poet like Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Until I see you next time, please leave behind a soft footprint, and class is dismissed.
And by the way, For Whom the Bell Tolls wouldn't be the last time Metallica and war literature would intersect. 4 years after For Whom the Bell Tolls, their song One, based on Johnny Got His Gun, and its accompanying music video, reintroduced that book and movie to a whole new generation. Check it out. You've been listening to the Razor's Ink podcast with Jonathan Farini. Be sure to check out Jonathan's collection of fiction at the Jonathan B. Farini Story Collection at jonathanfarini.com. There you'll find everything from drama to romance, something for every reader, including Jonathan's sequel to Memoirs of an Overseas Contractor, Sales Made of Cash. That's at jonathanfarini.com, Farini with two R's, one N. Or drop an email to razorsincpodcast@gmail.com.